Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Benji.
Hi guys, this is Shireen Farhadian, aka Queen Shireen.
And today's topic is...
collagen.
Yeah!
Such a popular topic.
What is collagen?
Well, Benji, collagen is the most abundant protein in the human body. It is what makes your joints and your bones and your teeth and your nails and all that important stuff. And yeah, it's really important.
And why do we need it?
Well, we need it for many reasons. So, normally your body can form its own collagen if you're getting the right diet. So if you're getting, you know, specific foods, let's say, salmon, cod, you know, basically good quality fish, eggs, peanuts, avocados, berries, garlic, chia seeds, pumpkin seeds, yummy stuff. So that can help your body create more collagen, okay? That in itself is not collagen. They don't contain collagen. So first off, you want to make sure that your body has a proper diet with a variety of foods, such as the foods I've mentioned. You can also, you know, you want to make sure you're getting plenty of vitamin C, plenty of zinc, plenty of copper that is also in those foods. You're getting proline, glycine, specific amino acids. And then once you have that out of your system and you make sure that you have the foods that you need, then you can also take supplemental collagen.
That's the most important part of our topic. Like most people, especially, I think it started like in late 2019 where collagen supplements really started taking over.
Yes.
Yeah. And I started learning more about, like, you know, I mean, medical background, I know what collagen is, but why people are taking collagen peptides. And so why don't you talk about, I mean, there's a variety of benefits, but let's, we broke it down into certain topics, and the first one we'll discuss are how collagen helps strengthen your bones.
Okay, so basically as you age, the level of collagen in your body goes down, right? So you want to make sure you have healthy bones at an older age, lower the risk of osteoporosis or osteopenia. So in order to do that, you can take a daily collagen supplement. You can add a scoop of it to your morning coffee, like a lot of people do, or what I like better is like a morning smoothie, because caffeine kind of counter-reacts in some ways. So if you want to add it to your coffee, you can, but you can add it to anything that's part of your morning regimen.
And with regarding stronger bones, I mean, we all know people that break their hips that are older. They did nothing but just, they're just walking around. They slipped. Maybe they just slipped and they're snap. And so that's one easy, simple way to add something into your diet to be able to prevent that long term.
Yes, and it's very low in calories. So a lot of people are like, oh, I'm on a diet. Well, nice excuse, doesn't matter. It's not collagen. Peptides are not gonna make you gain weight. So it's a very simple, easy thing to kind of work into your daily regimen.
What about skin elasticity?
Okay, so beauty. all you beautiful women out there, such as myself. So we really care
about... Queen Shireen.
Yeah. Created a monster. So we all care about skin elasticity. So I myself am a woman of a certain age, not really that much older, but I've never, you know, taken a needle to my face yet. And I don't judge anyone who does that, but there's so many other ways to have nice glowy skin, elastic skin, skin that's tight and hydrated. And part of that is, you know, you can just, again, add a scoop of collagen to your morning coffee or your morning smoothie or whatever. It helps with the elasticity of skin everywhere on the body, whether it's your face or your arms or your legs or whatever it is. So that's really important. Also, gives you really beautiful shiny hair. And for a lot of people who are on and off diets constantly, especially women are losing their hair as much as men are these days. And a lot of that is because they are not having a nice variety filled healthy diet. People are, you know, in nutrient deficient diets that think it's going to help them lose weight, but hey, it's also making you lose your hair. Sure. So another way to build that back up is to add collagen to your daily regimen.
Yeah, and I know, I mean, I take a collagen supplement, and in the Persian community, there's a lot of people that lose their hair, and so I learned early that I need to be taking care, better care of my hair, and I don't have a, I mean, I have my hat on, I still have my hair. Here's some good wood, or brick.
Dr. Benji does 2 scoops of collagen every morning.
thicker hair, and then healthier nails. I can speak to this because I'm a podiatrist, and so we deal with broken, brittle nails all the time, or thick, unhealthy nails. And so collagen helps the turnaround and replenishment of new nails. So as the new nail grows out, it'll grow back a little bit thicker. And for those of you who constantly have either brittle nails or those little cracks in there, that'll also help hydrate the nail and help the nail grow out. So a lot of patients that come in, they already have thickened nails, or they may have toenail fungus. That's actually one of my supplemental treatments. I'll give them a bottle of collagen. I'll have them take it with you know, all the creams, the sprays, the polish, and even if I do laser on it, I still tell them, hey, I highly recommend that you use this. So I don't think it's you know, just the only thing you should be doing. I also like a hair, skin, and nail vitamin formula, but I don't think we should ignore collagen peptides anymore.
I agree, and I also recommend it to all my patients who lose their hair after weight loss surgery because of the limitations of things that they can and cannot eat right after surgery. Their hair just comes right on out. And so part of their rebuild after surgery is not only, you know, high protein, but I also have them add a collagen powder into their diet too. So
regarding osteoporosis, we talked about it, osteoarthritis now, there's not a lot of level one, there is no level one evidence showing that it helps get rid of osteoarthritis, but there are some level three studies that show that patients with knee osteoarthritis, it's a mild pain reducer. It doesn't get rid of the arthritis, but if you do suffer from arthritis, it'll help calm down the inflammation. So that's.
And just to add, if collagen peptides are doing what they say they're doing, rebuilding the actual collagen in your joints can actually help reduce the pain, right?
Inflammation. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's we're in the genre of holistic healing. So like that's our forte. We don't want, like I try not to do steroids. I only do it in worst case scenario. We're always thinking of ways to help the body heal itself. And so when it comes to arthritis, I see ankle arthritis, I see foot arthritis, big toe joint arthritis. And I always harp back to nutrition, their diet, what they're eating. I struggle sometimes telling patients, being able to sit down and explain to them like why collagen is important, because I don't think it's in, people's minds as much as I think it needs to be, you know?
I think it depends on where people are coming from. I think, like you kind of have mentioned before, nutrition is important in inflammation in general. And a lot of people suffer from chronic inflammation, whether it's joint pain, foot pain, knee pain, back pain, because of having a poor diet, having a chronic inflammatory response in that body, so everything is disrupted. So when people are not prioritizing nutrition, health, and wellness, it's kind of hard for them to sometimes grasp how this one thing can help improve.
That's true.
And it's not that it's the only thing, and it's not necessarily just the best thing, but it still can be very helpful in their recovery. So it's kind of just it's giving them little crumbs and baby steps and trying to explain to them that one little change, one scoop in the morning can make a difference.
Yeah. I know regarding muscle mass, so that's another topic that is, I was going to say near and dear to my heart.
Are we going to talk about your body?
Yeah, I was about to say near and dear to my heart. But it does help increase muscle mass. Now, I'm not saying it's like, you know, people that are, you know, abusing steroids and all that. It's not to that equivalence, but I'm saying it does show, there's evidence that shows that collagen peptides, it's the building block of protein. So if you're taking it, you're basically preventing the body from wanting to break down muscle. So if you guys are trying to go into a calorie deficit, your body eventually will begin to use amino acids to give you energy. And so by taking collagen supplements, you're basically trying to divert that so that your body doesn't take from your muscle and instead takes from your fat. So that's really important for those of you who are really active, who are into fitness, that are lifting weights, or that are maybe in their late 40s to mid 50s, even in their 60s, that are, you know, they don't want to, my dad always says, like, I don't want that flabby arm. What do I need to do to prevent this flabby arm?
That's one, my dad always says that too.
Yeah, one easy way to help prevent that from happening. So.
And also, I don't want to call my dad elderly because he's forever young, but I actually got him on a protein shake every morning with a scoop of collagen, and he had back surgery earlier this year, and I kid you not, the effects that just getting that one shake a day into his body has had on his overall recovery and bone building, it's amazing. Yeah. He, knock on wood, went right back to work, and he's feeling so much more energized. Wow. And his posture and everything has just improved so much. So a lot of times I know something works and I experiment myself, but I try not to over prescribe things. Yeah. But this is something that I've seen firsthand, especially in somebody 65 and over, and somebody very active who, does have bone density issues just by natural age and wear and tear. So
it's great. Oh, just the powder I have is flavorless. I'm just curious, are there ones that do have flavor? Or?
There are liquid ones and there are flavored ones. I personally like the flavorless because I like to mask it and things. Because the flavorless could sometimes have a little bit of a slight aftertaste. So I don't know.
So you throw it? Yeah, I throw mine in a protein shake. So
yeah,
I just throw in the chocolate I don't taste
it. That's what works best for me too. Mm. So you can get the flavored ones and then the liquid ones too, depending on the quality, and we'll talk about that a little bit of what you want to look for. But
why don't you go into gut function?
Yes. Because
healthy gut function, that's, I mean, you know so much about that, and I honestly don't know as much. So why don't you talk more about the
okay, so gut. Honestly, one of the most valuable functions that collagen has said can possibly manifest is healthier gut function and actual help rebuilding of that gut lining, of your intestinal lining, which is so key. Damn. So it makes sense. It's you're rebuilding on your internal skin, but also, sorry, your external skin, but also your internal skin. So all of that internal stomach lining that's been stripped off with alcohol, acid, stress, all the junk running through our water system, through our food system, taking medications, all of those things that destroy our gut function, our microbiome, causing leaky gut. Collagen has the potential to help rebuild some of that. So in terms of that, and that's why, there's this whole new bone broth movement. Yeah. And that's because of the collagen, and the bone broth helps really balance your gut and contains collagen in there because of the bones in the broth. And that's a great source of getting collagen in your diet and helping rebuild your gut.
Yeah, I got nothing to say there. That's amazing. I know I like bone broth. I think bone broth tastes amazing.
And bone broth is it's an easy thing to just sip on throughout the day. You don't have to have it like a soup. So a lot of people are like, I don't like soup. You can just put bone broth in like a coffee mug and sip on that with some turmeric, which is also an anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. Ginger, also an anti-inflammatory. And that can be your source of both collagen and immune boosting. So
before we go into brain function, so I have a product called Nervasist. It's for chronic pain. And it's a vitamin supplement that helps combat chronic pain by reducing the body's inflammation. And one of the main ingredients, actually two of them she just said, one of them is collagen peptides, and the other one is turmeric. So I added those.
Love turmeric.
Yeah, and they're both very healthy, all natural products. And so it's a no-brainer for me. I've been taking collagen pretty close to about 6 months now. I wouldn't say my hair looks different, but it definitely, you know how like when you run your hand through it and like once in a while you're like, oh my God, like there's hair, like that stopped completely.
I really wish you didn't wear a hat.
I know.
Because Benji keeps on talking his hair up. I feel like everyone
should. It stopped. I mean, my hair looks, it's full. I look like Fabio. Like just, you know what I mean?
He has a ponytail.
I don't think people know what Fabio looks like anymore. That was so... just revealed my age.
Yeah. I don't know who Fabio is. I'm very young.
Yeah,
I don't
whatever. Brain function. Talk about brain function.
Okay, so another positive or possible positive effect of taking collagen is huge. Improving, again, Alzheimer's or general brain function. This is actually combating the parts of your brain that are deteriorating through age and memory loss, and it's helping rebuild that. So, again, the elderly, and I'm so sorry for saying this because I really feel like 80 is the new like 50, but you know, the 65 and over population, I highly, highly recommend high protein. And by high protein, I mean like 60 grams of protein. Once someone's 65 and over, the amount of protein that they intake in their diet dramatically decreases, their appetite decreases. So a scoop of collagen and maybe like a protein shake or in your coffee or your latte in the morning, you can even make like a tea latte and just mask that in there. Yeah. It does not, the harm collagen can cause pales in comparison to the benefits that you may actually have from taking this every day. So
there are amyloid beta proteins in Alzheimer's. These are the cells that attack the neurons or the brain cells, and over time that is what leads to Alzheimer's. So like forgetfulness or just slow in thought, and collagen type 4 has been shown to prevent the breakdown or the development of amyloid beta proteins. So that's in and of itself, like that should be, I feel like everyone who has, you know, either grandparents or parents that are in their 70s and 80s, that's an easy reason for me to believe they should be on collagen supplements, hands down.
And as a former long-term care dietitian, this is unavailable in our healthcare system. So I would actually recommend family members to get collagen and bring it in for their family members. It's very easy to mix in. And it's unfortunate, but our health system has not really gotten with the times, and so a lot of the supplements that we use still doesn't contain the quality that you want to give to your loved one. So if you do have a loved one that is over a certain age and is experiencing memory loss, this is something that maybe you want to bring in for them, even if they're not living with you, but bring in for them, and it's a very easy thing to incorporate every day. So
what is it that you told me earlier about a study that linked it to heart health? I don't remember. I don't think we ever discussed it in person, but what was that about?
So there's been studies that if you take collagen, it can actually prevent the plaque buildup in your arteries. And so it's the plaque that clogs your arteries. It causes, you know,
heart attacks and strokes
and prevents the blood from flowing to your organs. So it can actually help prevent this buildup in your blood vessels. And then it helps against, you know, heart attack and stroke and all of that.
Yeah.
So, just another benefit, guys.
Yeah. What about types of products that you recommend? Is there like one brand that you take that you think not really even taste better, but just you've had better, good experiences with?
So I take the Live Well brand, and I'm not getting paid for this. So I do think it's a very effective collagen, but the aftertaste kind of bothers me. I'm not gonna lie.
But what do you mix it in?
I've tried many different things. I think, like you said, the best thing to mix it in is a chocolate protein. So I use like a chocolate vegan protein, and then I put a scoop of the collagen. I put a scoop of flax, ground flax seed. I put maca powder in it, which you could talk about at a later time. I put a lot of little secret ingredients in there. So that collagen aftertaste.
I would throw in mint. I would throw in mint, put it in the blender. Mint always blocks that chocolate mint. Yeah, mint always blocks out like a lot of the nasty taste.
Fresh mint leaves?
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually not a bad idea. Yeah. I put in half a cup of berries. And that's how I try to mask it, but there's just a lot of flavors going on in there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. So. You down with collagen now that we're done? Are you going to go buy some? Is there a discount code they should know on livewell.com?
No.
Queen Shireen. Queen Shireen 20.
You know what, Livewell? You better start sending me free collagen.
That's right. I want some too.
And then there's also other brands. So there's like Perfect Keto.
I've had that one.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one I take.
Okay. So one thing that you really want to look for is you want to make sure that it is 100% grass-fed. You don't want a bunch of crap collagen in your diet. You want it to be cow collagen, preferably grass-fed. And then there's this whole thing about, it's Amazon, I don't know the whole thing happening, and I'm not getting paid to badmouth Amazon because I buy a lot of things from them because it's just easy. But if you don't want to buy your supplements from Amazon because you want to make sure they're 100% kosher, make sure you just go directly on the website. So you can do your research on Amazon if you want. You could do your research online if you want. But make sure you go on the actual company website to purchase whatever supplements, whether it's a collagen or anything else, or any other website that you know that is running through some sort of approval system.
Yeah.
That can't just throw anything at you. So that's my one recommendation with any supplements, including the collagen.
That's good. Yeah. What about adding MCT oil? Because I'm big on the bulletproof coffee and like getting all the ketones in my system. Isn't that one extra additive you can do?
You can always add MCT oil, and that'll give you a little energy boost too. And since Dr. Benji's really into ketone highs and all of those highs, he knows, and he's the one with the shiny Fabio hair and all the muscles that he talks about. Again, we have to double check with his wife if any of this is true.
Flab. Why does my arm have flab?
Okay. It's all good.
It's coming together.
Do you want to talk about your story of how you used to be a personal trainer at Equinox?
No, I did in my last one. Yeah, we're good. So I was a personal... No, I'm just kidding.
Once upon a time, he was a personal trainer.
All right, so that'll do it for the collagen subject. I'm Dr. Benji at Dr_Benji.
I'm Queen Shireen. She_makes you well. On IG.
Thank you so much for watching. Tune in next time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.